words of Sri Aurobindo, need of patience, incomprehension of the physical mind. I will try again is not sufficient. What is needed is to try always, steadily, with a heart free from despondency, as the Gita says, anirvinnena chetasa. You speak of 5.5 years as if it were a tremendous time for such an object. But a yogi who is able in that time to change radically his nature and get the concrete, decisive experience of the divine would have to be considered as one of the rare gallopers of the spiritual way. Nobody has ever said that the spiritual change was an easy thing. All spiritual seekers will say that it is difficult and supremely worth doing. If one's desire for the divine has become the master desire, then surely one can give one's whole life to it without repining and not grudge the time, difficulty or labor. Again, you speak of your experiences as vague and dreamlike. In the first place, this scorn of small experiences in the inner life is no part of wisdom, reason or common sense. It is in the beginning of the sadhana and for a long time, the small experiences that come on each other and, if given their full value, prepare the field, build up a preparatory consciousness and one day break open the walls to big experiences. But if you despise them with the ambitious idea that you must have either the big experiences or nothing, it is not surprising that they come once in a blue moon and cannot do their work. Moreover, all your experiences were not small. There were some like the stilling descent of a power in the body, what you used to call numbness, which anyone with spiritual knowledge would have recognized as a first strong step towards the opening of the consciousness to the higher peace and light. But it was not in the line of your expectations and you gave it no special value. As for vague and dreamlike, you feel it so because you are looking at them and at everything that happens in you from the standpoint of the outward physical mind and intellect, which can take only physical things as real and important and vivid, and to it, inward phenomena as something unreal, vague and truthless. The spiritual experience does not even despise dreams and visions. It is known to it that many of these things are not dreams at all, but experiences on an inner plane. And if the experiences of the inner planes, which lead to the opening of the inner self into the outer so as to influence and change it, are not accepted, the experiences of the subtle consciousness and the trance consciousness, how is the waking consciousness to expand out of the narrow prison of the body and body-mind and the senses? For, to the physical mind, untouched by the inner awakened consciousness, even the experience of the cosmic consciousness or the eternal self might very well seem merely subjective and unconvincing. It would seem curious, no doubt, rather interesting, but very subjective, don't you think? Hallucinations, yes. The first business of the spiritual seeker is to get away from the outward mind's outlook and to look at inward phenomena with an inward mind, to which they soon become powerful and stimulating realities. If one does that, then one begins to see that there is here a wide field of truth and knowledge in which one can move from discovery to reach the supreme discovery of all. But the outer physical mind, if it has any idea about the divine and spirituality at all, has only hasty a priori ideas miles away from the solid ground of inner truth and experience. I have not left myself time to deal with other matters at any length. You speak of the divine's stern demands and hard conditions. But what severe demands and iron conditions you are laying on the divine? You practically say to him, I will doubt and deny you at every step, but you must fill me with your unmistakable presence. I will be full of gloom and despair whenever I think of you or the yoga, but you must flood my gloom with your rapturous, irresistible ananda. I will meet you only with my outer physical mind and consciousness, but you must give me in that the power that will transform rapidly my whole nature. Well, I don't say that the divine won't do or can't do it, but if such a miracle is to be worked, you must give him some time and just a millionth part of a chance.